It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We're so excited to have this show today because today's show is really one that has been in the plans for a couple of years. I have so been wanting to go to this destination. I mean, it even really started before Travel Bags with Anita and Friends started. I was wanting to make this trip, and so was Doc Bill, who's sitting in with me.
That's true. This is a great location and a great place to be going to. We're going to be talking about today.
Absolutely. I mean, it's this laid-back city with a lot of southern charm, but it's also something exciting for all of the senses, whether it's the food, the music, art, natural scenery. I mean, it really has something for everyone.
It does. And this time of the year, you have two choices to cool down. You can either cool down by going to the beach like Saplo Island, or you can cool down by going up to the mountains.
To our favorite city. Shall we not keep the listeners in suspense anymore? So what city are we going to today?
We're talking about Asheville, North Carolina.
And it has a tagline that any way you like it. So it's definitely a city for everyone with something for everyone.
It definitely is. Asheville's the type of city where you can either lay back and do nothing or you can get involved. It's a vibrant city with a lot of entertainment going on in the streets, great restaurants, and a lot of hiking and a lot of exploring to do in the surrounding nearby area.
Well, you know, that's very true. And one of the things I really picked upon when we were there was just the diversity of people as well. I was thinking of it of more of a retirement type city because I know so many people that want to go to Asheville and retire. But there are a lot of young people there too, middle-aged people. I mean, really all ages. It's just very, very diverse. So that was really cool to see that as well.
It is. It almost has the activity and the feel of a more of an international city than it does a place that's a bit more located in the mountains and cut off from what's going on.
Well, that's true. That's true. But, you know, I don't know how cut off they are because it seems like they have a lot going on there. And, you know, really to tell us about this, we need to bring in an expert on Asheville. And that would certainly be someone from the Convention and Visitors Bureau there in Asheville. So I'd like for us to have Landis Taylor join us now and really tell us some of the history of Asheville, because if you haven't been there in a while, you may not recognize it. So we definitely want to catch up on the history of it. But Landis works with the Convention and Visitors Bureau there in Asheville as a public relations specialist, and she's been there since 2013. So Landis, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you because you can tell that Doc Bill and I had a great time. Plus, I shared that with you as well prior to the radio show today. You know how much fun we had and really we're ready to come back.
That sounds great. Yeah, I know you guys hit a lot of great stops on when you were here.
We did. We covered a lot and we ate a lot of food because as you know, and we haven't told everyone yet, but we were really there to check out the culinary scene. So we did try a lot of things. But you know, Landis, I want to back up a bit. How has Asheville evolved into the city it is today? Because I had gone to Asheville years ago and this trip, everything looked different. So how has it evolved to where it is now?
Yeah, Asheville really has a unique history, and to go back even a little bit further, you know, a really big transformation happened to Asheville really, you know, when the railroad came in 1880. That's what really started bringing people in. Asheville was then seen as a mountain retreat for the fresh air, for the cool streams. So that's when we see George Vanderbilt coming to Asheville and purchasing property and starting to build his beautiful estate that we can still enjoy today. You know, in the early 1900s is when E.W. Grove came. He was a medicine manufacturer, and he started construction on what we know now as the Grove Park Inn. So really during that time period, there was such a renaissance where folks were just seeing Asheville as a retreat. You know, F. Scott Fitzgerald was coming, Henry Ford, Thomas Edison were coming. So it was really in its heyday at that point. Then, of course, we know what happened with the crash of the economy and how most of America was affected. And from that period, a really interesting part of Asheville that we see today comes about. Because Asheville was so hard, we were actually hit the hardest by the Depression per capita. Our debt was the largest that things just kind of came to a standstill in Asheville. There was really no, you know, urban renewal when, and lots of cities were, you know, tearing down old buildings, bulldozing them, and starting anew. Asheville kind of stayed dormant for many, many years. And so it really wasn't until the 1980s, 1990s, after we had paid off our entire debt, they paid off every penny of the debt, that, you know, people started becoming interested in revitalizing downtown, and the citizens were actually really interested in the old historic buildings and keeping them as they were on the exterior and just kind of renovating them inside for businesses. So that's why today, because of the fact that really no buildings were touched for decades and decades, the Asheville has the most Art Deco that you'll find in the country outside of Miami. So I'm sure you guys noticed when you were here, just all the fantastic buildings and the landscape of downtown. So really, you know, that kind of revitalization started in 1980s, 1990s, and then really probably in the last 10 years or so, Asheville has just come alive with the brewery scene exploding. The food scene is following quick pace behind it, you know, with fantastic chefs coming in, and the more and more buzz that's generated about Asheville, it just seems like more and more folks are wanting to come here to live or to just, you know, have a quick trip every day.
Well, I so agree with you on everything that you said. Check marks all along, because you are so right about that. But now tell us a little bit about the tourist scene, because you're right. People are wanting to come to Asheville. It's definitely the buzz. So what can folks do when they come and visit?
Yeah, well, I think you guys hit it in the beginning when you talked about how there's something for everyone. You know, we've got the downtown scene. We've got the restaurants, the breweries. There's an incredible art scene as well. We have the River Arts District, which is a nice little area just outside of downtown where folks can stroll through working studios, or they can go in and see the artists, you know, blowing glass or making pottery. We have a fantastic and vibrant music scene from our traditional bluegrass roots to the Pritchard Park Drum Circle that happens every Friday night downtown about 6 o'clock. Folks just start gathering and bringing their drums, and it's so interesting to be there and to see the mix of locals and tourists and all ages, like you were talking about, out there just keeping a rhythm for 3 or 4 hours.
We love that. We actually went to that. We loved it.
I know there are a great variety of accommodations in Asheville. We had a great stay at the Rite Inn, which is a great bed and breakfast. What other accommodations are available in the Asheville area?
Yeah, so there is that great selection of B&Bs and inns. There's also some wonderful downtown hotels as well. The Grand Bohemian in Biltmore Village is a fantastic, like, Tudor Hunter-style lodge. And, of course, you've got those old tried and true just Asheville spots like the Inn on Biltmore or, again, the Grove Park Inn.
Well, you know, the accommodations where we stayed were really, really wonderful. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the Rite Inn as we move through the show. But like I mentioned earlier, we were really there for that culinary scene. So where do you see the culinary scene in Asheville heading?
Yeah, well, it's a very exciting time right now here in the CBB. We joke every day that we can't keep up with what's going on in the culinary scene. It seems like every day there's a new story about a new restaurant or a new initiative that's coming out, and it's exciting. What's so fantastic about Asheville is the fact that we have so many wonderful chefs that seem to work well together and collaborate. We've got two James Beard-nominated chefs that are getting ready to open up a new restaurant that we're really excited about. And just the economy here, the business atmosphere is just so entrepreneurial and so encouraging that I feel like the culinary scene is only going to keep flourishing and growing as Asheville becomes more and more popular and on the map for folks all across the country. So I think we'll just see, you know, more great things. We've seen a lot of neighborhoods around Asheville kind of develop. West Asheville is a new one that's really in the last couple of years just, you know, grown and has fantastic restaurants there like the Admiral or King Daddy's Chicken and Waffle.
Sounds yummy. Now,
yes, it's fantastic. Now we have the South Slope, which is an area south of downtown that's kind of emerging as the brewery district. So we've got a lot of breweries open up there, or some of the tried and true breweries that are opening second locations down there. So we're just seeing lots and lots of expansion, and it's, you know, it seems to be that there's a climate here that's supporting it. So it's really exciting.
Well, it was very exciting. We got a chance to really eat our way around Asheville and had a great time doing it. Now, what we really would like to do is encourage our listeners to please, please, please take a visit to Asheville, because it really is a quick drive just north, just right up the road. So how can tourists get more information about a visit to Asheville?
Sure. Yeah. Their best resource is really the website exploreasheville.com. That's a great place to get those, you know, lodging information, to look at activities. We have all the restaurants that are, you know, in the area located there. Also, there's a toll-free number that they can call to get a free visitor guide. Mm-hmm. That's 1-800-257-1300.
Thank you, Linda, so much. This was great. We really appreciate your coming on the show and helping Dr. Bill and I promote Asheville. We love it.
We hope to see you here soon again.
Thank you. Thank you. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN.